Michael Friedman joins us. He's had a fantastic carnival, his stable, and Michael's on the line. Michael, good morning.
Morning, Ray. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Michael. Mate, we'll go straight into it firstly. Just Pride of Jenny yesterday. You've been around a fair while. You've seen some great champions and some champion performances. What were you thinking yesterday?
Oh, just it was extraordinary. I mean, I haven't sort of seen anything like that before. I guess the closest maybe, you know, back in the Vaux Rogue days, but probably not even then did we see him sort of stretch out to leads of that length. And I guess the interesting part was that, you know, the overall time for the race wasn't, it wasn't as though she was, breaking the clock. I mean, I think they ran 2:02 and change. So, yeah, I guess there'd be a few people asking a few questions as to what was going on behind her.
Yeah, the steward certainly did. Yeah, she ran 7 consecutive 200-metre sectionals of sub-12, so she was rolling along, but you're right, it wasn't a record pace. Because the track, although it wasn't on fire yesterday, running fast times, because Panic, you're promising three-year-old broke 1:22 for the 1,400 in the South Pacific. He's an emerging young horse, Michael.
Yeah, he is, right? He's a horse I've always had a nice amount of time for. He's been a bit slow maturing and we haven't sort of bustled him too much. I felt that he'd come back pretty well this preparation with a good sort of first up win against the older horses at Wyong. And we were umming and ahhing about, you know, going back to the provincials with him for a slightly higher or a midweek rating race. But just thought we'd have a shot at the stumps in that stakes race yesterday.
Michael, is Panic a chance to run in a race like the Hawkesbury Guineas at the Hawkesbury standalone meeting?
Yeah, that'd certainly be a possibility. He's pulled up really well this morning. He's eaten up last night, so he seems to have come out of yesterday's run well. So I'd say a race like that would definitely be in the mix. I'll probably also just have a bit of a look and see what options there might be in Queensland as well. So, because he's only had the 2 runs back this prep, so he's sort of still got some, hopefully some nice racing in him.
Yeah, and 4 wins from 6 starts so far, so he's going the right way, Panic. Great carnival, as I mentioned, for your stable, Michael. Back on Derby Doncaster today, of course, you had Manal win the Group 1 size and Ducasse win the Carbine Club. Update on both of those. Will we see them again, Manal particularly, for the Champagne next week?
Yes, she's longer at this stage. We're going to line her up in the Champagne. She's had a really good week this week and was bouncing around the place this morning, so she's certainly not showing me any signs of sort of feeling the pinch, so to speak. So, yeah, the plan will be to run her. And Ducasse at this stage is likely to go and have one more run in the Queensland Guineas in a few weeks' time, and then you'll probably have a winter spell up there and get him back ready for some spring racing.
Okay. Your Derby horse, Waimarku, had a great prep. Are you going to keep going with him or...?
No, he went to the paddock on Monday, so he'd had a pretty lengthy sort of solid campaign, and I think a combination of that plus sort of having to roll forward from the wide gate and sit up on the lead probably worked against him a little bit, but I think more so just that he'd sort of come to the end of a very long and very good preparation, so he'll have a nice spell. We'll probably move him up to Queensland in 2 or 3 weeks' time to finish his spell up there, and he'll go back into work up there before coming back here for the spring as well.
Yeah, and another nice horse that you produced during the week, Michael, at Gosford, and I know we can get carried away with provincial form, particularly rain-affected tracks, but there was something about Seascapes Debut, led throughout, dominated the race, won by nearly 5, beautifully bred I'm Invincible filly out of a drift. Plans for her, Michael?
Yeah, just having a chat to John Camilleri, her owner, over the past few days as to which pathway we go with her. But there's a couple of sort of options to consider. One would be to have a look at a couple of options in Queensland. The other might be to have a run here in Sydney and then have a look at that fillies race at Scone over the carnival. So we're just sort of having a bit of a think about that for the next few days and work it out from there.
Yeah, the Woodland Stakes, at Scone, always a good fillies race. Hey, Michael, congratulations on the stable success over the carnival. You haven't got huge numbers, but you've always got talent and they've really risen on the big days. So you must be really satisfied with your results over the 2 days of the championships.
Yeah, it's been great. Like, you know, obviously every trainer wants to try and be competitive and competing on these big days. So, as I said, for a small yard with great bunch of staff and owners backing us, it's a big thrill to sort of be competing at that level for sure.
Certainly is, and you'll be backing up again next week, it looks like, with Manal in the Champagne Stakes. Michael, thanks for joining us on a Sunday morning, and best of luck next Saturday as well.
No worries. Thanks, Ray.